Welcome, and thank you for joining today's podcast titled, Why Enterprise Professional Services Firms Are Doubling Down on Contract Management Automation in 2016. This podcast has been brought to you by SBS Group, a Microsoft Master VAR and publisher of Axio Professional Services for Dynamics AX. To learn more about SBS Group or to access other podcasts, visit www.sbsgroupusa.com. Over the next 25 minutes, our experts from SBS Group and Microsoft will explore contract management and revenue recognition for professional services firms, and why so many firms depend on Axio for Microsoft Dynamics AX to streamline these processes. Our expert panel will include Ted Kempf, Director of Service Industries at Microsoft. Prior to joining Microsoft, Ted held senior industry leadership positions with Dell Tech, Oracle, and PeopleSoft. He also spent 5 years as a principal analyst for Gartner. We'll also be speaking with Robbie Morrison, Vice President of Enterprise Solutions for SBS Group. Robbie is a well-recognized leader in the Microsoft community, having both owned and held leadership positions with some of the most successful Dynamics consultancies in the U.S. market. So welcome, Ted and Robbie. Thanks for being here today. Ted, can you start us off with a little background on the professional services firms you'll be addressing?
Yeah, happy to do so. What we're really talking about are any services firms who sell their people's expertise or experience. We're not talking about companies that are necessarily selling widgets, but people that are selling the expertise and experience of their individuals, typically on some type of a contractual basis. So your traditional professional service firms like management, IT consulting, accounting, engineering, architecture, advertising, etc. You know, these firms all have really complex or fairly complex contracts that can include different types of models, like a fixed price billing, for example, but then they can also include, and increasingly so, more subscription-based billing that has to occur on a recurring basis. And in these types of situations, customers find themselves adding and removing users frequently, or the service providers themselves are bundling their services using different contracting methods or models to make it more appealing to the end user. And I think the final point I would maybe make on this, and what I think has driven or brought this topic to the fore, is the cloud. You know, the cloud really is driving this concept of subscription-based billing and the challenges that we're seeing in firms. And I think a good example is your software companies or third-party hosters as well that deliver in a subscription-based model but may have the need to do more fixed-price implementations. And so the complexities there and the variability that companies can find themselves in can make it an arithmetic challenge, to be honest. And you need software to be able to manage all these changes. And then companies that are faced with this are really, sweating it because it's not easy.
Okay. Well, tell me, I understand they need to get contracts. I understand they need to manage contracts. But why is revenue recognition in this whole contract management process, why is it so important to these firms?
Yeah, sure. Well, first, there are a number of reasons, and I'd start by saying, number one, most of these organizations, if not all, have to abide by the accounting standards for recognizing revenue. And there are some new revenue recognition standards that are now being pushed by the U.S. Financial Accounting Standards Board, as well as the International Accounting Standards Board, which is making this really, really super relevant for these organizations. I think another key point for a lot of these companies is you want to make sure that you're never losing sight of the customer experience and how you're and when you bill right for your work, you want to make sure that you're billing the customer correctly. You don't want to have any problems, right? You want to get that done well, and anybody that operates in the professional services world knows that cash flow is critical to the firm. And you have to make sure that you are invoicing right, not only to please the customer, but to decrease your day sales outstanding so that you can have that. Absolutely. So if you really think about it, increasingly firms in this market segment are having to face and deal with these multiple billing scenarios. And I gave you an example. I'll give you another one just to drive home the point, because repetition is sometimes good, particularly with these types of conversations. For a traditional management consulting firm, they could have an invoice for installing and configuring the software on, let's say, a fixed price or a time and expense basis. There could also be a fee for managing the software or solution for the client on a recurring basis, kind of one of your more subscription-based. And then there could be a fee for additional business process consulting or a training, and all of that has to be billed correctly. So you're not dealing with just one type of contract model. You're dealing with multiple contract models, and you got to get it right.
Wow. Wow. It's important and complex at the same time.
Absolutely.
So this may be a dumb question, but I mean, if you're a professional services company, is the process pretty much the same across the different types of companies?
Yeah. As you know, Bill, there's no such thing as a dumb question.
If there was, I'd find it.
Maybe. The answer is yes and no. And you did hit the nail on the head. You know, the regulatory requirements and general goals for most of these companies tend to be the same because the process of you know, billing for the work needs to be done. I mean, that's how these companies operate. But you will find that firms are unique in how they look at the world, and you can't necessarily paint them all in the same light. So I'd say the processes in general for how to manage this are the same, but you will find some uniqueness in these firms. So you'll find that they are using different contracting models, or you might find firms that are doing retainer-based work, things like that. And you really just have to be aware of the uniqueness of these organizations and how they operate. So that's what I mean when I say yes and no.
Okay. Hey, you're from Microsoft. You know, this is a business software issue. Does Microsoft specifically focus on professional services companies? You cater to them?
Absolutely. So Microsoft actually goes to market in the United States in 8 different industries. And one of those industries is, in fact, the professional services or services industries. And, you know, when you look at it, it is a massive market. And we have individuals such as myself who focus and have been focused on this industry for coming on 17 years and looking at all the challenges that firms are faced with their business. And they are vast. And we look at the operations of the organization. And then we also look at the administrative side, right, which is kind of what we're getting at here. We're talking about pairing the operational as well as the administrative. What I mean is the financial management aspect that is fulfilled, if you will, through the operational side of delivering on the project, the engagement, the job, no matter what you call it, and the capture of the revenue and expenses that are related to that, so that you can get that invoice out. And expenses, and get the revenue, the invoice, out. So then you can, of course, collect and reduce the day sales outstanding. Now, Microsoft is really unique in how it goes to market. It is core to Microsoft's DNA to go to market with partners. And not only do we look to our partners to actually implement these solutions, but we also look to our partners to bring industry expertise. And that industry expertise comes in two fashions. One, it helps because anyone, it likes to purchase a solution from someone that really understands their business. You want to talk to someone who gets how you do business. And so our partners, they focus on these industries. But more importantly, we look to our partners to build specific functionality that is germane to these industry segments that we focus on.
So you're saying build on top of what Microsoft has.
Exactly. Now, let me be really clear about what I mean by this, Bill. I am not talking about integration upon integration upon integration, because when people hear, oh, I've got to integrate this product with that product, they start running away, because if you've been around the block for a while, you know that can be a very expensive type right. of proposition. So what Microsoft has done with our solutions, we've made them completely open. And we have allowed companies like SBS Group to build functionality, in this case, to handle contract and revenue recognition for services firms in the exact same code as we use to build our ERP solution. In this context, we're talking about Dynamics AX.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that integration built into the same code structure. Yeah.
Okay. So you're not talking about taking something great that Microsoft has put together and then patching it with, you know, who knows what. These are folks that they live and breathe inside the Microsoft ecosystem. They use the Microsoft tool set built in, and they extend these things.
That's exactly correct. That's correct.
I think we have one of just such a fellow on the line right now. Robbie, can you tell us some? I know you focus on professional services, but can you kind of elaborate on that? Tell us how you work with professional services firms.
Yeah, absolutely. So SBS Group, one of our primary focuses, we have over 3,000 clients. Over many years working in the professional services arena. Most of our clients are in that services vertical. And we really work across the industry to simplify the back office accounting and the front office work of a professional services firm. We ourselves are also a professional services firm, so we believe it's in our DNA. We truly understand the challenges and the problems that arise with things like managing the contracts, managing the revenue recognition, and really managing the customer relationship of our customers and our customer firms. So it's really a part of our primary DNA. We work to build out the Microsoft solutions, as Ted alluded to. We've worked diligently to improve upon the AX platform in the specific vertical of professional services, and really feel that we have a tool set that allows us to go to market with an offering that adds value rapidly to our clients.
That's great. So you all have a very specific solution. I think you mentioned Axio Professional Services.
Yeah, I believe it's part of the primary reason for the talk. Our Axio for Professional Services solution really focuses on some key areas and key challenges that professional services firms face on a daily basis. As Ted mentioned earlier, there's some new guidelines. Those are ASC 606 and IFRS 15 guidelines around revenue recognition. Well, we've set up the AX platform to fully support and out of the box or out of this configuration with Axio for ProServe, be ready to report on and follow those guidelines. We do that through a couple of different methods. We improve upon the contract's entry, the initial input of the contract terms, the initial quoting of contracts, so that when a professional services firm needs to go out with a new contract and win new business from their customers, we are able to simplify the process of getting repeatable type business from the customers into the system.
Hey, Robbie, is that like Ted mentioned earlier with the software subscriptions? Is this just for services, or is it the repeatable setup? Is that what you're talking about?
That's a great question. So not only is it the services that are delivered around, for instance, a software firm, but it could just be the software sale. So as Ted mentioned, a big shift's happening in the industry, in the software industry, to the cloud. It used to be that a company would purchase a product and then maybe once a year charge a maintenance for keeping those licenses up to date. Now these are being sold on a monthly basis, so they're a cloud subscription basis where they pay a monthly fee per user. So we take care of that whole subscription model as well through our contracts management. And that really allows for customers to mix and match the way that they go to market. They can still handle the traditional sell the software, sell the services, or they can bundle it as a cloud model where maybe you get the software on a monthly reoccurring basis for a price per user and a certain amount of services that go along with that software.
Okay. And in 2016, companies just prefer a subscription model over large capital outlay, right?
Yeah.
For software.
So can I jump in on that?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, no, Bill, what I was getting at is when you think about the cloud, and Robbie, sorry for jumping in, but I think it's a really fascinating point here, which is, the pace of business is changing so quickly today that companies have to be agile and flexible. And I know that sounds like a lot of fluffy speak, but it's true. It is absolutely true. And what you find is that companies want the flexibility to be able to scale up or to scale down their entire company or maybe divisions within the company with the software solutions that they're running in their business, right?
Very true.
And the cloud has propelled that. And Microsoft, it's one of our core strategies, one leg of the three-legged stool is the cloud. And we are seeing so many companies picking up this model for that very reason. It's not just a vogue statement, that, you know, like, show me your cloud capabilities. It has actually become very real. You know, there used to be a time, gosh, we're going back to the late 1990s with the application service provider model, you know, ASP is what it was called if you go back that far, and that concept of treating your technology almost like or your solutions or the services you're buying as a subscription or a utility kind of billing, if you think about it that way, like how you pay for a utility, water, electricity, etc. It's been there, but it took a while for the infrastructure to kind of come along to now make it really relevant and viable for companies. And so I just want to put a finer point on that because it's absolutely here to stay. And as a result, we're having conversations like this because so many companies are struggling with it.
I couldn't agree more. And it's, when you think about the complexities of that business model and the fact that now we're needing to invoice customers on a monthly basis for the actual subscription that they're using. So they might change from 1 month, they might have 50, the next month they might have 100 users or 75 users, and then it might go back down to, you know, to a number below that on a month-to-month basis. And how you recognize and book that revenue so that it shows up on your P&L is extremely important. It's one of the key aspects of the change from the on-premise to the cloud environment. And you know, this software that we're delivering in Axio and in the new Dynamics AX is also a cloud application. So it's the same problems that us and that Ted and I are working with on an everyday basis, is delivering solutions in the new model in the cloud. And this allows us to do it and our customers to be able to go out there, meet the new revenue recognition guidelines, be able to do that in an easy fashion where you don't have to hire, you don't have to add 10, 20 people to your back office to be able to manage these complex, complex billing scenarios, and be able to do that with, you know, with this, a staff that allows for high profitable engagements.
Wow. So if I'm a professional services firm, I look up one day and it's just taking too many people, too much time just to process my contracts, just to manage the process, you know, regardless of the services I'm delivering. You know, to me, that's a red flag. I say, I need to go out and look for maybe a technology solution that'll help me manage that. What other things? You know, so if I'm running my own professional services company, what do I look for that tells me maybe it's time to go find someone like SBS or change out my software?
Yeah, I really think it's there's multiple reasons to come to us. You know, one could be that you're entering into a model where you're not recognizing revenue when you just when you do the work, but you're recognizing the revenue over a subscription model or over a longer time frame. Maybe you're even doing milestone billing on some of your traditional implementations where in the past it was just a time and materials. All of those things are really important, and your ERP package needs to be able to support. Maybe you've entered new markets. You were a North American firm. Now you've entered into Canada, so you've got multi-currency. You need help recognizing revenue across the geographies. You've entered into Europe, and you're doing business now in euros, and you need to be able to invoice your customers in those in euros and recognize that, and then do all of your conversions back to U.S. dollars for reporting. All of those things are the complex nature of growing your business and taking your business to the next level are the things that we can add to you without you needing to add that massive back office headcount to be able to support the new model that your business is growing into.
Okay. If I could I jump on that wagon for a second? You know, one thing that I believe we see time and time again is the companies have tried to solve the issues that they have with multiple point solutions. And I talk to companies across the country on a daily basis. And the theme that comes up, Bill, over and over and over again is the fact that I wish I had one integrated system that I could use to run my business and that has, in this context, you know, contract management and revenue recognition baked into it, but is also tied into my project accounting and my project management and my resource scheduling and my time and expense capture and invoicing and inventory and procurement, you know, all those things that you want, but it shouldn't be that hard. And when companies come to that realization and they look and they say, my gosh, look at how much we're spending in maintenance and look at how much time it's taking our you know, individuals within our company because they're logging in and logging out of multiple systems. They're frustrated. They're, you know, IT is always overworked. They say there's got to be something better out there. And the fact of the matter is the pace of innovation in technology in general, as everyone knows, is extraordinarily rapid. And we have come a very long way, and it is a core design principle that SBS Group shares with Microsoft, which is to have a full-on ERP package that is all-inclusive, right?
Right.
That has all those core capabilities, but is still an open system if they actually need to bring something else in from the outside. With those APIs, not an issue. But, you know, by and large, That's a huge decision point for a lot of these firms is we got to simplify all this bucket of applications that we're dealing with on a daily basis.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I'd like to jump in there and just add to that. One of the great things about the platform in Dynamics AX is the really breadth of the solution. We're able to take a lead all the way through a full project management engagement through the reoccurring billing, handle the support needs, handle the renewals of those contracts, handle all of the full life cycle of an engagement with a customer in one solution, and in a world-class solution that's web-based, available to any, you know, cross-platform through a web browser, and really gives you the strength of a tier one pack ERP package very quickly too.
Well, listen, that brings me to at least my last question for the day. You mentioned Tier 1. So is this something that, you know, is this built for Ford Motor Company? Is this built for, you know, John's accounting shop? What size of company would use an AX solution and an Axio solution?
Absolutely. So one of the things Axio is able to do, because we build it to be able to be rapidly implemented and bring value to the customer much quicker than a traditional Tier 1 ERP implementation, is we were able to bring that down market. So now we're able to take it into a $50, $60, $70 million professional services firm and successfully implement it and give them a good ROI on their investment. But the AX platform, its traditional space has been that billion-dollar firm, those $100 million, multiple $500, $600 million firms and up. And AX is a great platform for the Ford Motor Companies or the large enterprises.
Right.
So it's really it's the new solution. Not only allows us to be able to handle somewhere starting in that $50 million and up range, but now all the way up to the world's largest corporation.
Oh, that's fantastic. Fantastic. Well, guys, do you have any other thoughts for our audience today?
I'd like to mention where people can see more about the solution. I believe we're going to post some links to that, but I'd, you know, love for people to go out and look at some of the demos of not only Dynamics AX, but the Axio solution. If there's any, and really when you're thinking about, how do I manage my contract renewals, my automated invoicing around, you know, when you're invoicing every month, you don't want somebody to have to produce invoices, see all of these processes. We've recorded videos for that, and you can really see how we could streamline your business.
That's fantastic.
And I would
go ahead.
Sorry. Bill, I would just add, and if people want to understand a little bit more about Microsoft and Microsoft Dynamics AX in the context of professional services, just go on out to Microsoft Dynamics website. You can drop down on the industry tab and find us and learn a little bit more there too.
Perfect. So I know Microsoft has a lot of content on this subject, and specific for this industry. And SBS does as well. Robbie, as you mentioned a minute ago, for those of you listening, Robbie's not just a fantastic podcaster. He's also quite the blogger. I know that just in the last 30 days, he's written a couple of really nice blog posts, on this topic, and they're more scheduled up. So you can go to blogs.sbsgroupusa.com. And you can read some of those topics. And like Robbie mentioned, there are videos and whatnot there as well. So, guys, we really appreciate you getting together today. I believe it goes without saying, if somebody listening to the podcast would like to connect with one of these two gentlemen, just reach out to SBS Group. We'll leave our information on the page. Thank you guys for coming together and helping us understand this topic.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening today. This will conclude our podcast discussion of managing complex contracts and the revenue recognition process. We'd like to thank Ted and Robbie for sharing their expertise and time. To learn more on this topic or other topics featuring Microsoft Dynamics AX for professional services firms, visit us at www.sbsgroupusa.com.